Yeah, hello everyone. So I'm John. So welcome to Host by John. So today I'm very happy to welcome you to the FCC Expo. Today is very special day in Dallas, Texas, USA. So today we very welcome the special guest, my VIP guest today. So he's the president of FCC. So he's quite busy, but today we are very happy and honored to invite him to be the show. So we sit in the show, so sometimes you see noisy. It's a real show. So welcome to the FCC Expo in Dallas. So today we are very happy to introduce the guest here, Mr. Nick, the president of FCC.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here, and I'm excited for the future of FCC Vietnam.
Yeah, thank you very much. So you know that last week we just launched the FCC Vietnamese Journal. So it's also the translation version from the FCC English. So more than 1,000 people reached the magazine. Okay. So they are very happy and they know about FCC.
Excellent.
So today I'm very honored to be here. So can you introduce very quick about FCC? What are you doing and what do you have to the community? And yesterday I heard that you mentioned about the American Dream, right? When you do the opening speech. So
yes.
Could you introduce a little bit?
Sure. So the Franchise Consulting Company was founded on the principles of independence and entrepreneurship for everybody around the world.
Yeah.
I believe that whether you live in Vietnam or the United States or China, you are interested in taking care of your family.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is through business ownership. And
yeah.
Franchising is the best way to do that because you can be in business with other people that are helping you with the systems and processes that they've learned
yeah.
that work.
Yeah.
So your risk of failure decreases.
Yeah.
At the Franchise Consulting Company, we now have 174 offices in the United States and in 16 countries around the world.
Yeah.
We work with hundreds of different companies.
Yeah.
And over the years, we've added additional companies to our portfolio
yeah.
that provide services for entrepreneurs
yeah.
and for franchisors.
Yeah.
So we help people buy franchises and we help companies franchise their business
yeah.
and then support that through our trade show business where we are today,
yeah.
through our magazine, Franchise Journal, which is translated in many languages around the world,
yeah.
through our marketing and advertising companies, through our work with celebrities.
Yeah.
So the range of services that we provide is unparalleled in the world. And it all rests on a very simple premise, which is if somebody wants to become a business owner, we want to help them.
Yeah, great. So we are very happy to be partnered with FCC. And it's a proud of us, not only for joining partners, but also for the Vietnamese community. So could you share a little bit about the FCC? What do you set apart with another franchise company? And what is your relationship between FCC and IFA? Because you know, in our community, a lot of people know about IFA.
Sure. Yeah. So we are proud members of the International Franchise Association, not only with the Franchise Consulting Company, but also with the Great American Franchise Expo.
Yes.
So FCC works in conjunction with many, many different companies.
Yeah.
And of course, the International Franchise Association is a valued and trusted partner of us.
Yeah.
The way that I see Vietnam is as such a vibrant country
yeah.
with such a large population of entrepreneurs,
yeah.
with such a high percentage of people under 40 years old,
yeah.
the growth trajectory for Vietnam is one of the best in the world.
Yeah.
And what that means is opportunity.
Yeah.
Opportunities for American companies that wish to expand in Vietnam and need help to do so, and also for Vietnamese companies that wish to expand outside of Vietnam using the franchise model.
Yeah.
We are the only company in the world that has the services that we provide under one roof, so
yeah.
you don't need to go to lots of different companies. And because we're local in Vietnam,
yeah.
we speak the language.
Yes.
And that's what we do all around the world.
Yeah, very good. So last year, we're very happy and honored to found the FCC Vietnam. So I'm very honored as well to be the president of FCC.
Yes.
So thank you, Nick, a lot and FCC a lot for creating a great opportunity for us.
An amazing
So you just mentioned about Vietnam. So you know that Vietnam is now more than 100 million people.
Yes.
And also the economy is very growing. And you know, last month, US and Vietnam also signed the strategic partnership. So the President Joe Biden come to Vietnam and signed the agreement. It's very good for the relationship.
Yes.
So what do you think about the franchise market in Vietnam and also the relationship between US and Vietnam for the franchise market?
The franchise market in Vietnam is small, but growing very fast. If you are in Vietnam right now and you're listening to this, look around you and think about all of the things that people are buying on a daily basis. More than likely, it's from individual stores or small businesses. What franchising brings to the equation are the tools that have been developed for worldwide markets in many different countries. So what that does is it brings better services and products and management into the businesses. Franchising works because you have a large team of people that are all working on one brand. And if you are an entrepreneur with a single location, let's say it's a pho restaurant, maybe you make great pho.
Yeah.
But you run the business, you make the food, you oversee the people, the marketing, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Now imagine if you had a team of people that were specialized in marketing, and one team was specialized in production, and one team was specialized in HR and technology and so on.
Yeah.
You would have the ability to grow that business larger.
Yeah.
So what a franchise brings is the systems and the processes to allow an entrepreneur to not have to wear so many hats.
Yeah.
As a company that is interested in franchising, then you would be able to share your secrets with many other people who would go, whether it's in Ho Chi Minh City or Saigon or all throughout the great country of Vietnam, and take the systems that you learned and then run that business as if it's their own. And then from there, bring it all around the world.
Yeah.
Because everybody loves pho.
Yeah.
And that is where I think franchising really works well. It's bringing systems, processes, and people to scale a business much larger than a single person could.
Yeah.
Also, on the financial side, you don't need to invest into opening multiple locations.
Yeah.
You work with other people who then put their resources into your idea to grow it, just like many of the famous franchise companies that people know.
Yeah.
So the Vietnamese market, which is growing very rapidly, has a demand for everything, whether it's food, fitness, health and beauty, automotive, property services. All of these things, as the country continues to grow, there will be a greater need for quality services and products that are standardized, whether it's in Ho Chi Minh City or in Saigon or any of the other wonderful, beautiful cities throughout Vietnam.
Yeah.
So the market for franchise ownership in Vietnam is going to continually grow along with the population.
Yeah.
As smart entrepreneurs think, how can I take advantage of the growth in Vietnam and then in the region?
Yeah.
Looking outside of Vietnam for ideas that work in Miami and Dallas and Canada and London to then bring to Vietnam and bring something new to the country that there's a demand for. So I see it as a two-way bridge that's being built right now with FCC Global and FCC Vietnam, where we can bring the best Vietnamese companies into the other markets that we're in, and then also bring great American and other companies into Vietnam to find local partners who have an interest in building their own empire through franchising.
Yeah, super great. So you know that we do know that Vietnam is also the huge market and also the bridge two ways. So bring the Vietnamese company from Vietnam to the US and also bring the big company from the US to Vietnam.
Yes.
So you know that a very less US company now in Vietnam. So also the big brand like Starbucks, McDonald's. And whenever Vietnamese people think about the franchise, they think about F&B. You know, like tea, coffee.
Sure.
We call it dasher. It's a milk tea.
Right.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Uh-huh.
And the people don't think about another very big market like the hotel, another like the a lot of service like hospitality,
right.
The hospital, a lot of look like the healthcare, the time. So could you share when FCC have for the Vietnam market? So beside the F&B, look like the very traditional, right?
Yeah.
So which another industry that FCC can bring to the Vietnam market?
So franchising, the definition of franchise is a marketing model that a business uses to grow.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, and then all of the industries that are out there, whether it's food, fitness, automotive, health and beauty, children, education, pets, the list goes on and on. These are all industry categories. The franchise model is a business within one of those industries that then has decided to grow using this marketing model. So there are dozens and dozens of industry categories that have thousands of different brands within them.
Yeah.
Most people know the food and beverage part because you see it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and Starbucks.
Yeah.
There are thousands of franchises
that
then address the needs of people in many other categories of business.
Yeah.
So if you want to look beautiful,
there
are franchise companies that will cut your hair
or
dye your hair
or
do your facial or do your nails.
Yeah.
There are companies that if you own a dog or a cat, will wash the dog and cat, or if you're going to leave, will put it into a dog hotel.
Yeah.
Fitness, if you want to work out, if you do yoga or if you do Pilates, or there are many brands that have figured out a special way to provide that service.
Yeah.
So the real question is for entrepreneurs, where do you see the demand in your local market?
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, what are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? What kind of money do you have to invest?
Yeah.
What kind of money do you need to make?
Yeah.
Not everybody can build a 60-story hotel.
Yes.
But many people can own something smaller.
Yeah.
So what FCC Vietnam does is the consultants of FCC Vietnam work with entrepreneurs to understand what is the perfect business for them. It doesn't mean they're going to take you and a business and say, here's what you need to buy. It's really, what is the right one for you?
Yeah.
And then using our systems and processes, we're going to analyze that person.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at their skills, their talents, their interests, what kind of money they need to make.
Yeah.
And then we're going to find businesses that fit their criteria. And we're going to look at multiple businesses so that you get an education along the way.
Yeah.
How do you investigate a business?
Yeah.
You might look at 5 or 10 or 15 businesses with our help in FCC Vietnam to then figure out what is the right one for you.
Yeah.
And the service that we provide is very similar to what a management consultant might do.
Yes.
Or what a realtor might do.
Yeah.
Where we come, we work with you free of charge.
Yeah.
Because our fees are paid by the franchise companies that are interested in expanding. So our interest is with you, the entrepreneur in Vietnam, to figure out, is this real? If it's not, then we're going to tell you, this isn't the right thing for you to do because we don't want to waste your time or our time.
Yeah.
So you can always count on FCC Vietnam to work with entrepreneurs, give them unbiased, clean, and clear advice that then is going to make sense for them to find businesses that they might have never found on their own.
It's very good. So you did mention about the management consulting. So you know, Joint Partners is a management consulting.
Yes.
So we do for 14 years for a living. And also we provide for more than 1,000 customers. So it's very good when we have the combination between FCC and also Joint Partners.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is why you and your organization were the perfect partners for us.
Yeah.
As we looked at all of the different companies in Vietnam that were interested in partnering with us, you and your companies were head and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah.
Because of the reputation that you have, the international companies that you've worked with, the amount of services that you provide, and the amount of respect that you have in the United States through these companies, we knew that we had found the perfect partner in FCC Vietnam in order to grow this very important market.
Yeah, thank you very much. So it's not only we have the office in Vietnam, but also we have the office in the US.
That's right.
It's a help for the both Vietnamese and also American do the business very, very easy.
Yes, yeah. It makes it very, very easy for U.S. companies. And right now we're at the floor of one of our trade shows. There's hundreds of companies that are here exhibiting, and every one of them wants to grow.
Yes.
They want to grow across the United States. They want to grow around the world. Yes. The dream of entrepreneurs is the same, whether it's in the United States or in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And because you have a foot in Vietnam and a foot in the United States, you're the perfect partner to then bring U.S. companies to Vietnam, but also to bring Vietnamese companies to the United States.
Yeah.
So for the Vietnamese government and for the United States government, it's a very important relationship.
Yeah.
Because as the ties between our countries become stronger and stronger, then on both sides, we have the ability to create jobs, to create taxes, to uplift communities and bring the strategic alliance between Vietnam and the United States much closer. When people do business together, they tend to be friends.
Yeah, it's good. So you did mention about the system, the process, and the people. So it's very important pillars.
Yes.
So we call it the three important pillars.
Three P's.
Yeah, and also we apply for the operational excellence model and for the Lean Six Sigma. So we are the expert on that.
Yes.
So we apply for the model for all of our customers.
Yes.
So when we see about FCC, so we find the right part. So you have the right system, the right process, and the right people.
Correct.
So could you tell
and the right price?
Yeah, sure. So you have a very famous brand as well. Yeah. So look like you and me meet at the first time. I love you as the first time, right?
That's right.
So could you share a little bit about your system, your process, and your people? It's quite easy for have a lot of franchisor and also franchisee when they think about the franchise. So could you share a little bit about that?
I'd be happy to. You know, the first thing that people need to do when they're thinking about owning a business is to write a business plan on themselves. Oftentimes, people will write a business plan on a business, but not think about themselves.
Yeah.
And as an entrepreneur, you need to first look in before you can look out.
Yeah.
Whether you're a company, a family office, a private equity fund, an individual, for me, it's all the same. You need to look in and write a business plan on what is it that you're trying to achieve. What are your goals? Are they SMART goals? Are they time-based goals? Is there a metric? Are they goals that have reality to them?
Yeah.
So once you know what you are looking to achieve, we call that step one. Step two is then let's take that plan and go and look at all the different companies that are out there.
Yeah.
And find ones that fit your criteria.
Yeah.
And we know they do because the people that own these businesses are achieving the outcomes that in step one, you said, this is what the business must do for me, my family, my company.
Yeah.
Then we can go and investigate these companies.
Yeah.
We can perhaps come to the United States and tour their locations. If it's a food business, eat their food.
Yeah.
If it's a workout, workout.
Yeah.
Go and see for yourself, what is it that they do and does it make sense?
Yeah.
Eventually, as you're investigating these, you start narrowing your focus until you have one or two ideas that really make sense.
Yeah.
Then it's time to go and work in one of those businesses.
Yeah.
Go and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah.
Ask yourself, can I do this?
Yeah.
If you're bringing a team, can my teams do this?
Yeah.
From there, if it doesn't make sense, then we can go back to step one and adjust our plan because we've just learned something very valuable.
Yeah.
And then we can go back to step two, look at new ideas and continue the process.
Yeah.
Once we find the business that makes sense, then we can figure out the financing and the legal components of it.
Yeah.
So if you have a systematic method to investigate a business, just like building a property, then the outcome is going to be much better than if you just look at something and say, well, I really like donuts, so I should buy a donut company.
Yeah.
And I think with FCC Vietnam, with the history that you and your teams have in working with multinational companies in a very systemic way to enter the Vietnamese market and to build a true business, taking those lessons, harmonizing them with our processes and the relationships that we have with hundreds of companies, not only in the United States, but around the world, it gives FCC Vietnam the best inventory, the best opportunity to work with entrepreneurs to find something that is going to be profitable and fulfilling, not only to them, but also to the country of Vietnam.
Yeah, and you know that this year, you and me also work very hard for the CFC program. It's meant for the Charter Franchise Consulting. So you know that John Partners, we have the very special program for the consulting. We are not only for the first one in Vietnam, also the first one in the global to train the consultant, you know?
That's right.
So normally people train for the trainer, for the coach, but for the consultant, it's the first one. And we are very happy to bring FCC to Vietnam and also the first one to provide the training for the franchise consultant.
Yes.
So a lot of people happy. And we just run out the first class already. So as the president of FCC, could you share a little bit about your vision and your talk about the CFC program and why the professional need to join the CFC to learn about how to be the professional franchise consultant?
Well, just like any other discipline, you need to have training to know what you're doing. And with the Chartered Franchise Consulting Program that we've put together for Vietnam, what it does is it gives the opportunity for professional individuals, business people who have an interest in becoming a franchise consultant, working with John and FCC Vietnam to have the best training in the world to learn about what it means to be a consultant, how to do the practice. Think about becoming a doctor or a lawyer or an airline pilot. You need to go through training. And that's what John and the Chartered Franchise Consulting Program at FCC Vietnam do for individuals who are interested in being part of the dynamic growth of the country of Vietnam and franchising in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's very nice. So, you know, a lot of people are happy about the program. And also we have the student from the US, they learn the CFC. So they said that it's very good. And they wish they know this program maybe 10 years before.
Right. But, well, better now than 10 years in the future, right?
Yeah, right. So it's the first one ever. And also it's a very affordable cost. And so they can learn not only from me, from our expert, and also from you and Pete as well.
That's right.
And they also learn about how to use the system and process and how to use the same system. And also they can access to the system to the FCC. And you, as you mentioned, they can see about a dozen of industry and also a thousand of customer and a company. So it's our wish, right?
Yes.
So back to the franchisor, you know? So they have a lot of difficulty, especially for the Vietnamese people. They own the restaurant, they own the nail, they own the last company, but they don't know how to franchise. So do you have any very short advice to the franchisor? How to be the good franchisor and how to work with the franchise company like FCC? Because before that, they just work with some company like the real estate company and also the lawyer to be the franchise.
Right.
They don't find the franchise consultant to help them to be the good franchisor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a business that you're interested in franchising, you need to bring a team of people together. And FCC Vietnam is the perfect partner to do that.
Yeah.
We offer all of the services to connect you with the finest attorneys, the operations manuals, the marketing, the technology, everything that you're going to need to take your business and franchise.
Yeah.
So with one phone call to FCC Vietnam, you have a global team of experts that can work with you to grow your brand, not only in Vietnam, but all over the world. What I always tell aspiring franchisors is take a look at what you're doing. Take a look at the franchise options in the category and go and mystery shop. Go and see for yourself what your competition is doing.
Yeah.
If they're doing something better than you, then you may need to change some of your systems. But you may find that you're doing something better than them. And if that's the case, you now have something that you can grow all around the world.
Yeah, it's very nice. And about the franchisee, so you know that it's quite new for Vietnam for the franchisee who who would like to buy the franchise, right?
That's right.
And whenever they would like to buy the franchise, they're seeking for the lawyer and seeking for the real estate agent. So what's your advice? And if Vietnamese people would like to buy the franchise, what should they do?
They should do their homework. They should work with FCC Vietnam.
Yeah.
And we will help them find the attorneys to review their documents, the real estate companies to find the perfect real estate. And all of that comes after we figure out two questions. Is a franchise right for you?
Yeah.
It may or may not be. And then which franchises have helped individuals attain the goals that you're interested in achieving?
Yeah, it's good. So they need to change their mindset to find a franchise consultant, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's very good. So, you know, for both franchisor and franchisee, so, you know, that they always ask me that, how can I know the information? How can I find the franchisor and the good company? So I know that FCC, you have a tour for the whole year, for the whole country, right?
That's right.
Not only for the US, but also for another country in over the world. So could you share a little bit about the series of the Franchise Expo that FCC have right now?
Yeah. So the Great American Franchise Expo, which is one of our companies, produces 12 franchise trade shows throughout the United States. Our partner is Bank of America. So there's the Bank of America seminar room over there. Great seminars from well-known individuals and companies talking about marketing, operations, finance.
Yes.
So we produce our shows in Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, Texas, then Miami, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Washington, D.C., New York, New Jersey, and Nashville, Tennessee.
The whole country.
The whole country.
Yeah.
We also do shows in Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing shows in this upcoming year in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And also in Dubai.
Yes.
So as our footprint continues to grow and we help more and more entrepreneurs, you'll be able to come and meet us in person as well, not only through our shows, but also through our offices. So you don't need to wait for a trade show to go and find companies. You just need to reach out to FCC, the franchise consulting company.com, or go to the FCC Vietnam page and meet with John or any of his wonderful consultants.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much. So, you know, a lot of chance, a lot of expo, but before that, people didn't know. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, so in January, so you and me also on the same cruise for FCC cruise, right? We have very good, look like the conference in the show.
Yes.
So could you share a little bit about the FCC winner to Bahamas? So we were very excited to that.
Yes.
And a lot of people interested when they didn't know that we have the cruise and would like to join.
Well, all of this relies on friendships and connections and education. And twice a year, we do a conference for the FCC where we bring hundreds of people, consultants, and companies together to spend several days in learning opportunities, classroom, one-on-one presentations. So we'll be going to the Bahamas the third week of January 2024 with a large number of companies and consultants. And we're excited that FCC Vietnam is going to be there with us.
Yeah.
And then our next conference will be in June of 2024. Yeah. You know, the other thing that's really important is the Franchise Journal magazine.
Yeah.
This is read by over 500,000 people every month and covers different industry topics every month.
Yeah.
And as you know, you recently translated this into Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So it is now the number one magazine in Vietnam for learning about franchises.
So my last question is, you know that for Vietnam market right now, so franchise is also quite new.
Yes.
Yeah, versus another market like in the US. So as your expert, so what's your advice for not only for Vietnam and also Vietnamese community for franchise? So what they need to think the right way for the franchise and how can they take and leverage the opportunity about the franchise?
If you're an entrepreneur in Vietnam, whether you own a business or you're thinking about opening a business or you want to help people open businesses, you have a historic opportunity because you're at the very beginning of the franchise growth in Vietnam. if you want to control a market for goods and services, work with FCC Vietnam to find the perfect franchises to do that. If you are a professional and you're interested in working with individuals to own franchises, maybe you don't have a lot of money to go and invest into a business, maybe you're in the beginning of your career, then reach out to FCC Vietnam, take the Charter Franchise Consultant Training, learn about franchising, and be part of the growth in this. If you think about all of the major global brands that you know, whether it's McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or any of them, these were all companies that started out with one location and grew and grew. I believe that Vietnam is one of the greatest franchise economies and opportunities in the world right now. And with John and his team, you have the opportunity to grow something amazing that you'll be very proud of, as will your family, generations to come. So reach out to FCC Vietnam, learn about all the ways they can help you, whether it's through the Chartered Franchise Consulting Program, whether it's buying a franchise, or whether it's turning your business into a franchise to expand in Vietnam and then throughout the world. FCC Vietnam has all of the resources that you need to help you grow your business.
Okay, so thank you, Nick, a lot for the live discussion today in the Expo. And thank you everyone a lot for your listening about the discussion between me and Nick for the Hot by John today. So today we do the live session in the show, so maybe it's some noise, so we are sorry about that. But we would like to bring you the real live Expo to the audience of Hot by John. So if you like this session and you see that it's quite interesting for the other people, please like, share, and comment for this show. So thank you a lot, Nick.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Okay. Great conversation. And here's to our great success in Vietnam and around the world.
Yeah, thank you a lot. And we wish that FCC maybe grow more and more in the future and more success. Thank
Excellent.
You a lot.
All yeah. right. Thank okay. you.